The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation.
Thank you for what you did for us in January. Thank you for bringing us safely into February. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you for the first service. Thank you for saving lives. Thank you for touching lives. In this second service again, Holy Spirit, speak to us. While your word is on, let there be healings, miracles, signs and wonders, testimonies of all kinds. We vow to return the glory back to you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship and pray. Can I hear a loud amen? Let's give Jesus another big clap this morning. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are grateful to God for bringing us in safely this morning. We want to thank Him immensely and intensely for all His blessings over our lives and for all He has done for us. To God alone be all the glory. We had a great time in the first service and God really blessed us. And in this second service, again, I know He will bless us in Jesus' name. If you were not here on Friday night, you missed a lot. Friday night, the vigil, you missed a lot. Please always plan ahead. At the last Friday of every month, you will be in the house of God. Praise the Lord. Going forward via thanksgiving, part two. Going forward via thanksgiving, part two. The desire of God for you and I is for us to go forward. In Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, he said, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God wants us to have a future and a hope. God wants to bless us. He wants us to go forward. But unfortunately, many don't thank Him because thanksgiving is one of the major things that can lead you into forward movement. If your desire is to go forward, if your desire is to advance, if your desire is to prosper, if your desire is to excel, then you need to be a thanksgiver. It's unfortunate that the present generation are very ungrateful. One of the signs of the end time is what we are seeing now, utmost and intense ingratitude. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1 and verse 2 tells us that one of the things, says this, know also that in the last days, someone say last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, and unthankful. They will not see any reason to be grateful. They will easily forget what God has done and what people have done for them. They will only remember what they are eating now, not where they are coming from. And this is one of the present problems of this generation. This is why many believers don't go forward. This is why many believers stay on the same level without progressing. But for you, you will progress in the name of Jesus. I say for you, you will progress in the name of Jesus. Things to note about thanksgiving. In the first service, I gave us five, and I'll run through them very quickly. Number one, thanksgiving is celebrating the giver of gifts. Many celebrate the gifts, but don't celebrate the giver of the gifts. I spoke extensively about this in the first service. Number two, thanksgiving is a debt we must pay. We owe God. We owe God. We owe God. I don't know about you, but I owe God a lot. I just remember this morning, while I was doing my ICAN exam, I was working in a particular bank then with a small box like this. And I was rushing to work in the morning. I read overnight. I read throughout the night. I think I just slept for like 1 hour plus or thereabout. And I was going to work early in the morning with my small car. I had one small Nissan car that time. And I was rushing to work in the morning and I slept off on the steering. I just the dose was just like 3 seconds. And the next thing I saw was that I was ready going into a very, very terrible, 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 terrible accident. But God saved me. God preserved me. I think it's a good place to give God a big clap. We must not only think of what our mind must always flash back to things God has done long time. Number four thing to note about Thanksgiving. Number three, right? No ingrate can truly become great in life. No ungrateful person can truly become great in life. Number four thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is the cure for emptiness. If you don't want to suffer emptiness, Thanksgiving is the cure. Number five thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is a product of appreciation. If you are not an appreciative person, you will not thank God. Thanksgiving is a product of appreciation. Now, I'll give us four more for this service. Number six thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is a provoker of wondrous things. If you want wonders in your life, thank God. Thanksgiving is a provoker of wondrous things. Thanksgiving is a provoker of wondrous things. Number seven thing to note about Thanksgiving is that it is a tool that eliminates death and fosters life. Looking at the story of Lazarus in John chapter 11 verse 44, Jesus was able to bring Lazarus back to life because of Thanksgiving. He thanked God, and because of that, the dead Lazarus came back to life. Everything dead in your life that should be alive is coming back to life today. Everything dead in your life that should be alive is coming back to life today. In the name of Jesus. Number seven thing to note about Thanksgiving is that it is a tool. I'm on number eight now, right? Sorry. Number eight thing to note about Thanksgiving is that it is the path to glorification. Thanksgiving is the path to glorification. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be what? They shall not be small. If your desire is to assess God's glory and to enjoy the best that God has to offer, thanksgiving should be your desire. If you want the glory of God to be seen in your life, in your family, in your business, in your career, you must always learn to thank God at all times. Somebody say, I will thank God at all times. I will thank God at all times. And number nine thing to note about Thanksgiving is that Thanksgiving is an offshoot of value for God. Thanksgiving is an offshoot of what? Value for God. You can't thank God if you don't value God. You can't appreciate God except you have a deep reverence for God. Many don't thank God because they don't see anything valuable in what He has done. Thanksgiving is an offshoot of value. 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 Value for God. Value for God. Value for who He is. Value for what He has done. You value everything God has done. You love Him so much that everything He does for you, you value it. When you love somebody and you value the person, anything the person gives you, you value it. Yes or no? When you value a person and you love the person, no matter what the person gives to you, you value it. You value it, you appreciate it. Because of the value you have for the person. Because of what the kind of love you have for the person. Sometimes some people give me some things. Most of the time when you give me something and I don't use it, it's because it's not my size. If it's exactly my size, I will use it. to show you that I value it. Not necessarily that I actually don't need, have that thing or I need it per se, but to show the value I have for you. So when you value God, when He gives you something, you return the glory to Him. You appreciate Him. You exalt Him. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Example of people who went forward via thanksgiving. David was number one. And in the first service, I showed us the example of David and how he appreciated God when God gave him blessings as he recovered the ark of the Lord. But in this service, I also want to show you the same David, how God brought him from a shepherd boy to a life of kingship as a result of his life of gratitude. He was able to kill Goliath with thanksgiving. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, 35 to 37. 1 Samuel 17, 35 to 37. The Bible speaking there, and then David was speaking. He said, I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his hand. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and smote him and slay him. Go on, please. Go on, please. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defiled the armies of the living God. Everything about David was talking about the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of your hand, the hand of this Philistine. The same God that delivered me out of the lion's mouth, out of the bear, that same God is the same God that will do it again. Every good thing God has done for you, He will do it again. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Every good thing God has done for you, He will do it again. Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah, in a special way. What was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah. Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah. In a special way, what was impossible, you made possible. Jesus, yeah. Shout a big hallelujah. How to go forward via thanksgiving? How do you go forward via thanksgiving? Number one, thank God for where He brought you from. Thank God for where He brought you from. Number two, thank God for your present level. Thank God for your present level. Number three, thank God in advance for the future. I spoke extensively about this in the first service. And I might not be able to go through it again as I would have wanted to because of time. Number four, thank God by giving to Him generously. If you want to express your thanksgiving and go forward, thank Him by giving generously. Somebody say, I will give generously. Somebody say, I will give generously. Things to thank God for every day. Just mention them very quickly so that we can go into thanksgiving. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Things to thank God for every day. Number one, thank God for life or breath. Thank God for life. Thank God for breath. In Psalm 3 verse 5, the Bible says, I lay down and slept, and I woke up because God sustained me. Thank God for life. Thank God for your life. Somebody say, I thank God for my life. I thank God for my life. Do you know some people sleep, and from sleep, they cross to the other side? Yeah. So you must learn to thank God for life. No matter how bad things are, when you are alive, things can get better for you. Yes or no? Yes. Number two, thank God for divine resources and provisions. Thank God for everything He has supplied you. None of you here will tell me that you have not taken any food for the past 1 week. In fact, some people have already tasted something this morning before they came to church. As early as 8, they've already taken, they were snacking something when they were on their way. Divine, especially because you know that we are fasting tomorrow. Some people say, since we are fasting from tomorrow, let me eat as much as, praise the Lord. But some people, instead of eating maybe 2 times today or 3 times today, they might eat 4 times. Say, since fasting starts tomorrow, let me eat as many more times to praise the Lord. We must thank God for divine provision and divine resources. Because God is supplier. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, my God will supply all I need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Number 3, thank God for safety. Thank God for preservation. 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 Many of you have escaped accidents. We have had testimonies of people escaping snake bites, food poisoning, scorpion bite escape. Many, many escape. And this is because God has helped you. Am I right? And he will continue to preserve you and your family in Jesus' name. I say God will continue to preserve you and your family in Jesus' name. Number 4, thank God for your loved ones, your family, your friends, your loved ones. Thank God for your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Thank God for your family, your friends, and your everybody that you love. Thank God for them. Thank God for good people in your life. Thank God for good people in your life. People that you can call and they will respond. People that love you genuinely. People that love you sincerely, not for what they want to get from you. They don't need what you have. They are not clamoring or praying for what you have. God gave them their own. They just love you sincerely. They can do without you, but they decide to always show their love to you. Thank God for them. They are very, very valuable. Number 5, thank God for all the help and assistance and support you have received. Support, assistance. You are a student. A course was difficult for you. God gave you somebody to help you, to teach you that course. Yes or no? I said yes or no. Yes, you are in a business. God gave you somebody that was giving you raw materials and you were paying later. Is somebody getting what I'm saying this morning? Gave you raw materials, you pay later. Gave you materials for your business, you say pay later without interest. Many, many people supported you. Many, many people assisted you. It is God that touched their heart for them to assist you. If not God, they will not assist you. If not God, they will not even look towards you. There are many people on the earth. How many people are on the earth now? 6 billion. 6 billion now, over 6 billion now. So out of 6 billion people, you are the only person, the person decided to help. And you will receive more help as you thank God in Jesus' name. I say you receive more help as you thank God in Jesus' name. I'm trying to run through so that we can quickly go into Thanksgiving this morning. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Quickly this morning, ladies and gentlemen, what are the benefits of Thanksgiving? What do you benefit when you thank God? Number 1, you attract the blessings of God. Anytime you thank God, any blessing you have received, it means you are applying for more of those blessings. Anything God has given to you and you are thanking God for, if you have a child and you are thanking God for that child, if you desire more, God will give you more. If you are thanking God for that child's studies, God will make that child even more excellent. If you are thanking God for your health, you will receive more vibrant health. If you are thanking God, I told you the story, my first travel out of this country was to an African country. And I was thanking God in the plane. I was appreciating God. The guy that sat beside me was looking at me like I'm a bushman. But I've since gone past African countries. By God's grace and by God's privilege. To some countries that, you know, people want to die to get to. We just go in within 1 week and we exit. And some people will say, I will sell all my property. I must go there by force, by fire, by force, by fire. On the platform of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving makes you attract more of God's blessing. Get ready. Everything you are thanking God for, more of it will be visiting your life this week. I say more of it will be visiting your life this week. I didn't hear your amen. Number two benefit of thanksgiving is guarantee of the future blessing. No blessing you have received is guaranteed except you thank God for it. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send the curse upon you. Somebody say, God forbid. I will even curse your blessing. Somebody say, God forbid. Yea, I have cursed them already because you did not lay it to heart. You did not remember to thank me. Because of that, you are at risk. Your blessing is at risk. Your life is at risk. Your job is at risk. Everything you possess is at risk when you turn your backs to God. Everything God has given to you, you have to thank Him for it. You have to appreciate Him for it. You have to exalt Him for it. Why? It's the preservation. That is what you use to preserve it. When you have a house, you come out sometimes to thank God. Ah, God, I thank you for this 2-bedroom flat you gave to me. Ah, even me, you give me a house. Eh? I thank you. You know how long it took your parents to build their own house? Some of us, our parents have already even had white hair before they started having a house. For you, God did it for you very fast. Look at the way God admitted you to the university very fast. You did not wait at home very long. Jam did not jam you for so long before you crossed into university. Some people first went from, after secondary school, they went to technical school. From technical school, they went to learn plumbing. From plumbing, they learned vulcanizer. From vulcanizer, they now went to poly. From poly, they now enter university and start from 100 level again. For you, your own was not like that. Everything. Pa, 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 pa. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Number three benefit of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving makes God to lift you. John chapter 12 verse 32. John 12, 32. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto. If you can lift God up, where will you be going? Up. And I told them in the first service, I gave them the example of the elevator. An elevator, once you enter into it and you press the right button to be taking you to the floor you are going. If you want to go up, enter the elevator of thanksgiving. Press the right button. Worship, praise, dancing, rejoicing, joyfulness, giving. Just pray. It will take you to the highest height. That your mates will be looking at you and say, is this you? Is it not you? Is this you? Is it not you? Very soon, you will become a wonder to your community. You will become a wonder to this nation. There are some people sitting here today and listening to the sound of my voice. You will soon become a wonder in this nation. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. You will soon become a wonder in this nation. Say a loud amen. Say a loud amen. Number four, benefit of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving gives more of God's blessings and favor. The thing you are thanking God for, there will be more of it. You know, the first one I say, thanksgiving attracts blessing. Number four, I now say, thanksgiving brings more blessing and favor. That thing you are now thanking God for, more of it will now start coming as you are thanking God. More. Somebody is here this morning. You will enjoy more money. I said there will be more money, more blessings, more promotions, more liftings, more celebration, more good result for your children. More good health for you. Many of you thanking God for your health, you will never visit the hospital this year. You will not visit the hospital this year. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a big amen? Especially on the platform of going to visit the hospital for sickness. You will not go for sickness. In the name of Jesus. Because some of you might need to go to the hospital for medical tests. If you get your international job, they say go for medical tests. You have to go there. Hello? There are some of you, you have to go to the hospital when you get pregnant. When God answers your prayer, you have to go there and do your antenatal and all that. Say loud amen. Amen. Number five, benefit of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving births perfection. Everything you are thanking God for, it is thanksgiving that perfects it. God gave me a word on Friday after or before in the morning while I was praying before the morning prayer, the morning online prayer. God told me, he said, what God began, it is God that will perfect it. And that word is for Philippians 1 verse 6. He that began a good thing will complete it. God is the perfecter of what he started. Anything God has started, he will perfect it. And it takes thanksgiving for God to perfect it. Being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it. God will perform it. How can he perform it? You have to be thanking him. He has started something. The God that gave you international passport, that same God can give you visa in that passport. The God himself that gave you a job can give you promotion on that job. The God that gave you a land can help you to build the land. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? The God that gave you a fiancé will make him to have enough resources for you guys to come together as husband and wife. The God that made you to get married can give you children. Are you getting what I'm saying now? That is how it works. Thanksgiving brings about perfection. God will perfect everything that concerns you this month in Jesus' name. God will perfect everything that concerns your life this month in the name of Jesus. God will perfect what he has started concerning your project. Many of you running projects, you could not finish the project last year. Your plan was to finish it last year, but you could not finish. This month you will complete it. Your amen is not good enough. I say your amen is not good enough. This month God will perfect it. The way he will do it, you don't have to know. There's a song, Oluwa Mounti Oshe. Jesus, mi mo ti o se emi mi mo ti o se o taye mi yo fi dara Jesus, mi mo ti o se emi mi mo ti o se mo ti o se o taye mi yo fi dara. I'm on this side and I'm looking at you and I'm telling you this before God. God is giving me a little glimpse of how your future will look like. It will be very, very great. I say it will be very, very, very great. If it remains 1 minute for the enemy to destroy you, God will appear. God did something very, very alarming and strange for us on Friday. I was here in the office in the night. And I had worked for some time and gone through the message for the night and some other things. And I said, let me just rest for about 30 minutes in the office. So I locked my door and I laid down. As I laid down, I saw a revelation of a person on an Okada that had an accident. And the person just jumped and moved. I said, what's this? And I got up and I just said a little bit of prayer. Father, I rebuke this spirit in the name of Jesus. You spirit of accident. Within a short time, and I laid back to rest. As we got to the service in the night, the pastor of one of our branches was here and was sharing the testimony that he went to pick students for the vigil and that one of them had an accident on an Okada. I said, So I waited. I did not say anything. I waited for him to come. Immediately he came and I said, come. That testimony you said, how did it happen? He said, the person had an accident and was on an Okada and jumped out of the Okada and escaped. I said, Jesus, this was what I just saw 1.5 hours ago. This was the exact picture that God showed me. And I was just thinking, how would it have been that night if we just started the service? And then he came and said, sorry, sir, I just want to say that something bad happened to somebody. We will not be able to dance like we should that night. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? This is how God works. He's a preserver. He's a protector. He's a sustainer. What God has started in your life, devil will not abort it. See, the joy you started with this year, no devil can stop you. The joy you started with this year, no devil can stop you. The joy you started with this year, no wicked force can stop you. In the name of Jesus. And number 6, where I will stop this morning, benefit of thanksgiving is that thanksgiving is what bats on hindered growth. Thanksgiving is what bats unhindered growth. If you want to grow very fast, business should grow. Boom. From just few customers, from just few clients, you want your business to grow. Boom. Expand. Anytime you get there, instead of entering like a lion, and then what it was wrong, people say, God, I thank you for this business. God, I appreciate you for what you are doing here. If not you, I thank you. With that, your business will be growing, expanding daily. Your business will be growing every blessed day to be growing. Because God cannot be in a place and Satan be there at the same time. Are you getting what I'm saying now? God cannot be there because God inhabits the praises of his people. God cannot be in your business and Satan is there at the same time. One person has to be there. It's either God or the devil. Devil will check out of your business today. I said the devil will check out of your business today. The devil will check out of your business today. The devil will check out of your business today. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. So, what are we saying? Thanksgiving is what bats growth. Do you want to grow? Do you want things to work well? Do you want everything to work better for you? Thank God. Thank God for that GP. Because this exam of this month, the GP will be, it will shoot up your GP massively. The exam of this month will be sweeter than honey. Because every single thing you read, that is what the examiner will set. And God will give you the retentive memory to remember it. No devilish person will take it off your brain. Say loud amen. That's why as Valentine is approaching, you should use your brain, use your sense, so that you don't go and deposit the goodness of your life inside another rubbish place. You have been praying, you have fasted, you have done everything, then Valentine now comes on 40. You now go and every of your preparation towards a successful life, you just squander it within 1 hour. You just blow it. Somebody say, I have sense. I can't squander my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, benefits of Thanksgiving. Number one, Thanksgiving attracts blessings. Number two, Thanksgiving guarantees the future of the blessing. Number three, Thanksgiving makes God to lift you. Number four, Thanksgiving brings more of God's blessings and favor. Number five, Thanksgiving brings about perfection. Number six, Thanksgiving is what bats unhindered growth. Somebody bless this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Rise on your feet this morning with me and begin to thank him. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to exalt him. Begin to give him praise. Begin to celebrate him. Begin to appreciate him. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we exalt you. Father, we thank you. Glory and honor and power and majesty be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Somebody blessed by that word this morning, give Jesus a big clap this morning. Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. Oh, I will worship you.
Father, we thank you. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name. Just before we begin to thank God and express our thanks to God, and I see him perfecting what concerns us this morning, you are here or you are connected to us online and you are saying to me, Pastor, I desire this morning to go forward. I desire this morning to advance. I desire this morning to do better in life. But I want to first make my ways right with God. I don't want anything to stand between me and God. Please pray with me. Please pray with me. That's your sincere prayer. No, it's not that you are a bad person or something, but you just want to start with God again. I want to pray with you. Anywhere you are, be on your feet and just place your right hand and I'll pray with you just where you are standing. Draw me close to you. Never let me go. To see the warmth of your embrace.
To see the warmth of your embrace. Oh, help me find the way.
To lead me back to you.
Bring me back to you.
Your life to Jesus. What an opportunity. A brand new month. Today is 2/2/2025. Today is a date you cannot forget easily. You cannot forget today's date easily. 2/2. Say, when did you give your life to Christ? When did you rededicate your life to Christ? 2/2/2025. You want me to pray with you right now? Just lift up your right hand. I will do so. God bless you. Lift it up above your head. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? God bless you. 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 I'll count from 1 to 3 and I will pray. 1. Online, in all our churches that are connected, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Just lift up that right hand. And now, that's where, while I'm talking now, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and telling you, you are the one the pastor wants to pray for. you are the one the pastor wants to pray for. How long do you want to continue? This is the time for God to save you. This is the time for God to deliver you. This is the time for God to step into your matter and bless you. You have waited long enough. You have waited long enough. You have struggled long enough. Two, I'm about to pray. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be thy name. Three, now with your right hand lifted, you are rededicating your life to God, or means you want to be saved this morning. Just lift up your right hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me my past sins. As your son, as your daughter, afresh this morning, I declare Jesus as my Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for attracting me to yourself one more time. In Jesus' name. Keep that right hand raised as I bless you this morning. Father, bless these ones online on ground. Let your hand be upon them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Please follow the counselors in all churches and online. Send us a text, a WhatsApp to that number, and God will bless you in Jesus' name. Can I hear a loud amen? If you are clapping for Jesus, you can do it some more.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.